Tonight, the topic for our mutual encouragement is spiritual palace and spiritual sacrifice.
在旧约, 以色列百姓的历史当中出现了一个王。
There was a king that lived in the time of the Old Testament.
他叫做所罗门王。
And he was King Solomon.
他是大卫王的儿子。
And he was the son of King David.
我们知道大卫做王的时候, 他到处的去征战。
And we know that when King David was king, he fought many battles.
就算他心里面想要为神建造殿宇。
And although in his heart he wanted to build a temple for the Lord,
神说你不可以。
The Lord said, you can't.
因为你的手流人的血流太多了。
Because your hands have shed too many blood.
你儿子所罗门王要为我建造殿宇。
And your son, King Solomon, will build the temple for me.
结果在所罗门王做王的时候,
But in the time of King Solomon's reign,
全国非常的太平。
There was peace in the kingdom.
国家非常的强大。
And the kingdom was very strong.
没有任何的敌人可以威胁他。
And there was no enemies that could threaten them.
所以他就为神建造了圣殿。
So King Solomon built the temple for the Lord.
还有呢，也为自己人建造了。 这个王宫,
and he also built a palace for himself.
所以所罗门王一生建造了这两样很重要的东西。
So in the life of King Solomon, he built the temple and he also built the palace.
我们知道所罗门王啊, 从某一些角度来说啊, 也可以说是预表主耶稣。
And we know that in some aspects, we can say that King Solomon is also a prefiguration of our Lord Jesus.
譬如说所罗门王是平安的王。
For example, King Solomon is the king of peace.
在他的任内没有任何的战争。
During his reign, there was no battles.
主耶稣也是平安的王。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is also the king of peace.
为信的人带来平安。
And he brings all those who believe peace.
在雅歌里面所讲的那个王就是所罗门自己。
And in the book of Song of Solomon, the king that they are talking about is King Solomon himself.
当然了，其实这个就也是预表主耶稣基督。
And this is also a prefiguration of our Lord Jesus.
所以所罗门建造了两样东西。
So King Solomon built two things.
一样是皇宫。
One is a palace.
让王可以居住。
And that is a home for the king.
另外一样就是建造了圣殿。
And the second one is he built the temple.
让祭司可以在那边献祭。
So that the priests are able to make sacrifices there.
这个都有, 两样东西都有很重要的属灵的预表。
And both of these places have has spiritual meanings behind it.
主耶稣基督在新约的时代要给我们带来的灵宫还有灵祭。
And that is the spiritual palace and the spiritual sacrifice that our Lord Jesus will bring to us today. And that is our topic for tonight.
要参看彼得前书的第二章。
Let us look at 1 Peter's.
第二章。
1 Peter's chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我们今天晚上学习彼得前书二章第四节到第六节。
Tonight, we would like to study 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 to 4.
Verse
4 to 6.
第四节,
verse 4.
主乃活石,既然是被人所弃的, 乃是被神所拣选所宝贵的。
4. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious.
这里说主耶稣是一块活的石头。
Here it tells us that our Lord Jesus is a living stone.
我们知道无论你盖宫殿也好,盖圣殿也好,都需要石头。
And we know that regardless of what type of building you are building, you need to have stone.
我们加拿大西岸大部分的房子都是木头。
And on the west coast of Canada, we know that most houses are built by wood.
如果你去看东部的一些比较历史的建筑物,几百年以上的,都是用石头盖的。
But if you go to the East Coast and look at some of the historical buildings, you can see that they're made of stone.
因为木头房子啊, 不可能超过一两百年, 就会烂, 就会倒了。
Because a wooden house cannot last for many years because they will get rotten and fall.
但是用石头盖的房子呢, 可以500年, 1000年都没有问题。
But a house that is built out of stone can last for thousands of years.
但是属灵的, 属肉的物质的圣殿要用石头来盖。
But the temple that is to be built has to be built by stone.
属灵的圣殿就是要用属灵的石头来盖。
And our spiritual temple also has to be built by stone.
所以无论是属灵的宫殿，属灵的这个圣殿，都是要用属灵的石头。
So regardless of whether it is a physical temple or a spiritual temple, it all has to be built by stone.
那谁是这个石头呢？
So who is the stone?
第四节说，主耶稣就是这块石头。
Verse 4 tells us that our Lord Jesus is this living stone.
为什么用主耶稣比喻石头？
And why do we use Jesus? And why do we say Jesus is a stone?
主耶稣是坚固的磐石。
Because he is a rock.
石头不改变。
And a rock is never changing.
石头可以承受很大的压力。
And a rock can take on a lot of pressure.
石头也很漂亮。
And a rock is also very beautiful.
石头也很宝贵。
And a rock is very precious.
所以主耶稣就像一块活的，不是死的石头。
So our Lord Jesus is just like a living stone.
但是这里说了，主耶稣曾经被人所弃。
But here it says that our Lord Jesus was rejected by men.
但是却被神所拣选。
But chosen by God.
我们知道每个人的眼光不一样。
We know that everyone views things differently.
一个人看成垃圾，另外一个人可能看成是宝。
Something that is deemed garbage to one, another one may treat it as a treasure.
比如说我们家里有东西了，太多了，没有用了，丢了。
For example, in our house, if we have too many items and we want to throw it away.
我们要带去 Value Village 捐给人家。
And we bring it to Value Village.
你想说，太好了，这是垃圾，没有用。
And we say, great, this is a place for me to put my trash.
挡着我的家里。
It is in my house.
结果你放到那边，人家摸一摸，整收整一下，拿出来，可以卖钱。
But when you bring it to Value Village, they clean it and they bring it out and they can get money for it.
我也很喜欢逛 Value Village.
And I really like to go to Value Village.
因为那边呢，可以找到一些宝。
Because over there we can find some treasures.
不会很贵，但是呢，这很有价值。
But it's not very expensive, but it is of some value.
所以一个人的垃圾就可以成为另外一个人的宝贝。
So one man's garbage can be a treasure for another.
同样的，神看一个人跟人看一个人是不一样的。
And the same way, the way that God views one man and the way that men view other men is also different.
从人的眼睛看来，
From the perspective of men,
耶稣这个人没有什么教育水平，没有 education.
Jesus did not have education.
外貌也不好看。
And he was also not very good looking.
所以他们绝对不会想象耶稣就是弥赛亚。
So they did not think that he was the Messiah.
绝对不会接受说耶稣就是救主。
And they would not accept that he was the one to save all.
因为他的外表太不起眼了。
Because his outer appearance was not good.
所以呢，主耶稣就被以色列人、被犹太人、被祭司、文士都丢掉了、丢弃了。
So all of the scribes, the Pharisee, and all the Jewish people did not want Jesus.
丢到垃圾桶里面去了。
And they threw Jesus away in the trash.
不单只丢到垃圾桶，甚至把他钉到十字架上去了。
Not only did they throw him and treat him like garbage, but they also crucified him on the cross.
不单只不想看到耶稣，还不想耶稣活着。
Not only did they not want to see Jesus, but they also did not want Jesus to be alive.
因为他们觉得耶稣一点价值都没有。
Because they thought Jesus did not have any value.
就好像一块没有用的石头。
Just like a useless piece of stone.
但是神看来就不一样了。
But from the perspective of God, it is different.
这块石头是神拣选的。
This piece of rock was selected by God.
早就预备好要来到世上。
And he was prepared to come to this earth.
要为人类的罪钉死在十字架。
To be crucified on the cross for the sins of mankind.
在整个救恩的计划里面。
And in all of the salvation plan,
最重要的就是主耶稣要来到世上钉十字架。
The most important part of it is that our Lord Jesus needs to come to this world to be crucified on the cross.
因为他要为我们死。
Because he is to die for us.
所以人看来没用的，神看来最有用。
So in the eyes of men, when they are deemed useless, in the eyes of God, they are very useful.
因为人的眼光跟神的眼光不一样。
Because the perspective of man is different from God.
弟兄姐妹，今天别人怎么看你？
Brothers and sisters, how do others view you today?
这个社会怎么看你？
How does the society view you today?
可能有一套标准。
Maybe there is a standard.
按照你的外貌。
And it is according to your outer appearance.
你的教育背景。
According to your education.
你拥有多少钱财？
According to how much money you have.
大家会给你一个分数。
And that is the score and how others will rate you.
觉得你这个人在社会上面值多少。
And that is how they view your value in society.
有一些人呢，没有什么价值。
And some people do not have much value.
社会上呢，不会很看重他们。
and society does not value them at all.
但是在神看来不一样。
But in the eyes of God, it is different.
神看每一个人，他的选民，他属于他的人，都是最宝贵的。
For the chosen ones by God, they are all of a lot of value.
你看圣经里面，主耶稣讲那个比喻，拉撒路跟财主的比喻。
And if you look in the Bible of the parable of the rich man and Lazarus.
财主啊，天天奢华宴乐。
The rich man enjoyed his life.
很多朋友。
And he had a lot of friends.
因为他钱很多。
Because he had a lot of money.
常常办宴会。
And he always held many parties.
社会地位很高。
And he had a high status in society.
大家觉得这种人是优秀的。
And everyone thought this is a very good man.
成功的。
He is a very successful man.
但是在神看来呢？
But in the eyes of God,
没有价值,
he had no value.
因为没有爱心,
because he did not have love.
没有怜悯人的心,
he did not have a merciful heart.
还有呢, 他不相信神的话语,
and he did not believe in the words of God.
所以这种人死了之后, 只能去阴间受苦。
So for this type of man, when they die, they are to go to hell to suffer.
另外一个呢, 拉撒路是一个乞丐。
And for the other man, Lazarus, he was a beggar.
全身都长疮。
And he had leprosy all over him.
哇，好可怜啊！
He was a very poor, very pitiful man.
只能卧在躺在财主的桌下面，等掉下来的食物。
And all he could do was lie by the table of the rich man to wait for the scraps of his food.
没有人愿意跟拉撒路做朋友。
Nobody wanted to be friends with Lazarus.
因为觉得这种人没有价值。
Because they thought he had no value.
跟他太好，说不定他会问我来借钱。
And for those who are too close to him, they may fear that Lazarus will want money from him.
所以大家都不喜欢他。
So nobody liked him.
但是在神眼中又不一样。
But in the eyes of God, it was different.
拉撒路这个人有信心。
Lazarus was a man who had faith.
他没有埋怨神。
He did not complain to God.
他也是个正直的人。
And he was a righteous man.
虽然那么穷，没有因为这样就去抢，就去偷。
Although he was poor, he did not go to steal.
虽然他在人眼前一文不值。
Although he was not a value of anything in front of men,
但是在神看来他是宝贵的。
But in the eyes of God, he was precious.
所以他死后能够到亚伯拉罕的怀里。
So when his time came, he was able to go to Abraham.
这是得救的意思。
Which meant that he received salvation.
所以这里很宝贵，这一节第四节。
So verse 4 is very precious.
基督耶稣是被人所弃的。
Our Lord Jesus was rejected by man.
却是被神所拣选。
But chosen by God.
今天别人怎么看你不是很重要。
So today how others view you is not very important.
当然大家都希望被别人赞美赞赏肯定。
And of course many want to be praised by others.
但是别人怎么看你真的不是最重要。
But how others view you is not the most important.
神怎么看你才是最重要。
How God views you is the most important.
如果你曾经被弃绝。
If you have been rejected before.
被人家误会。
Or others misunderstand you.
甚至被人家丢弃。
Or you have been thrown away by others.
你不用担心。
Do not worry.
神永远不丢弃你。
Because our God will never throw you away.
神永远把你看得宝贵。
And he always views you as something precious.
因为主耶稣自己就是这样。
Because our Lord Jesus was like this himself.
这块宝贝的活石。
And he was this precious living stone.
好，那接下来我们看第五节。
Let us move on to verse 5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫了，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
Verse 5. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood.To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这里说在神的新约的救恩的恩典之下。
So here it says in God's time, in God's
salvation.
In God's salvation plan.
我们也要学习主耶稣成为活石。
We have to be just like Jesus and become a living stone.
我们不是那块最大的石头。
We are not the biggest piece of stone.
我们知道一个建筑物里面有一块基石是最大的、最宝贵的。
And we know that in a building, there is always the biggest and most precious foundation stone.
那一块是主耶稣。
And that piece is our Lord Jesus.
但是我们每一个人呢，可以学习当一块小石头。
But for all of us, we can all learn to be a small stone.
那很多弟兄姐妹聚集在一起，很多石头在一起。
And for all of our brothers and sisters, when we are all gathered together, it's as if we are many, many stones all put together.
就可以为主耶稣来盖所罗门以前盖那两样东西。
Then we are able to build what King Solomon built in the past.
第一就是建造灵宫。
The first one is to build the spiritual palace.
让万王之王耶稣基督可以来居住。
So that the King of Kings can come live in our hearts.
我们先来讲这一点。
Let us first talk about this one point.
我们要努力成为灵工。
And we have to work hard to become the spiritual stone.
我们不单只是说啊，我们要住在主耶稣里面。
We cannot just say we want to live with Lord Jesus.
我们要成为灵工，让主耶稣住在我们里面。
But we have to be a spiritual palace so that our Lord Jesus can come live in our hearts.
因为跟主耶稣住在一起是最大的恩典。
Because the greatest blessing is to live and dwell with our Lord Jesus.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let us look at the Gospel of John.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
一章的三十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 38.
约翰福音一章三十八节。
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 38.
耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比，在哪里住？”拉比翻出来就是夫子。
38. Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, when translated, "Teacher," "Where are you staying?"
这里记载有两个约翰的门徒想要跟随主耶稣。
Here it talks about two disciples of John who wanted to follow Lord Jesus.
因为约翰跟这两个人讲，
Because John told these two men,
神的羔羊就是这位。
Behold, this is the Lamb of God.
他们一听知道了，现在开始不用跟约翰了。
And when they heard this, they knew that they should not follow John anymore.
要跟那个最大最伟大的，就是神的羔羊。
Because if they wanted to follow someone, they have to follow the greatest, who is the Lamb of God.
今天也是，我们来到神的家，不要跟随人。
And today it is just the same. When we come to the house of God, we should not follow men.
你要亲自的跟随主耶稣。
You have to follow God.
不要跟传道。
You should not follow the preacher.
不要跟执事。
You should not follow the deacons.
不要跟老师。
You should not follow your teachers.
你要直接跟对主耶稣。
You have to follow our Lord Jesus himself.
那些人只是引导你去跟耶稣。
All those people are just to help and guide you to go follow Jesus.
你的信仰不可以建立在人的身上。
And your faith should not be established on men.
所以他们一听见神的羔羊，就去跟主耶稣。
So when they heard that this was the Lamb of God, they went and followed Lord Jesus.
耶稣转身就问他们两个。
And Jesus turned and asked them,
你们要什么？
What do you seek?
今天如果主耶稣在你面前显现，在你祷告的时候跟你出现。
If today in your prayer our Lord Jesus appeared to you,
你要什么？
And he said, "What do you seek?"
你有没有想过这个问题？
Have you thought about this question?
所以是准备好啊，神会跟你显现，有时候问你你要什么，你说哎呀我不知道哎，哦结束了没有了，这个机会没有了。
You have to prepare so that when if Jesus does appear to you, you don't say I don't know and you just lose this chance.
主耶稣问你要什么？
Our Lord Jesus asks, "What do you seek?"
哎呀，主耶稣有很多，有十几样，不晓得讲哪一样。
You say, "Lord Jesus, there's so many, I don't know what to ask you for."
要考试，要考一百分。
I have a test and I want 100%.
找到一个好的工作。
I want to find a good job.
要娶到好太太。
I want to find a good wife.
再买一个房子。
I want to buy a house.
再存点钱退休。
I want to save money so I can retire.
还要可以活很久，健康。
And I want longevity.
哇，主耶稣说你求太多了。
And our Lord Jesus will say you have asked for too much.
没有一样求对。
And none of these requests are correct.
哎，你看这两个门徒，主耶稣问你要求什么？
And here, look at what these two disciples say. Lord Jesus said, "What do you seek?"
主耶稣问你要求的，就是你要求那个最重要的。
And when Lord Jesus asks you what you are seeking, you have to seek for the most important thing.
是耶稣以外别人给你给不到的。
And it is something that apart from Lord Jesus, no man can give you.
主耶稣问你要什么
？Here, Lord Jesus said, "What do you seek?"
哇，他们就回答了。
And they replied,
你在哪里住
？Where are you staying?"
主耶稣就指给他看，三十九节。
And Lord Jesus said to them,
你们来看。
He said to them, "Come and see."
他们就去看耶稣在哪里住。
And they came and saw where he was staying.
这一天便与他同住。
And from this day on, they stayed with him.
他们没有求世上的东西。
They did not ask for anything of this world.
他们只是问主耶稣啊，请问你住哪里
？But they asked Lord Jesus, "Where are you staying?"
主耶稣住的地方肯定很简单。
And where Jesus was staying was a simple place.
那主耶稣没有房子啊。
Because our Lord Jesus did not have a house.
今天如果我问你哪里住，你说好啊，带传道去我家坐一坐。
And today, if I ask you where do you live, you'll say, "Come, let me take you to my house."
至少你的地方是有屋顶的嘛。
And at least your house has a roof.
至少有沙发嘛。
and you have a sofa.
无论是买的好，住的也好，至少是你每天都可以回那个地方嘛。
Regardless of what type of place you're living at, every day you can return to the same place.
至少下雨不会漏水嘛。
So when it is raining, there will not be a leakage.
睡觉的时候打开眼睛不会看到月亮嘛。
And when you open your eyes at night, you will not see the moon.
他主耶稣住的地方就不一定了。
But where Jesus lived, it was always uncertain.
可能在橄榄山那个树下面。
It can be underneath a tree.
可能在别人的家里借一个晚上。
It can be, he could have borrowed somebody's house.
可能连枕头都没有。
And he may not even have a pillow.
主耶稣就指给他们看，就是这个地方了。
And our Lord Jesus said, this is where I'm staying.
他们说没有关系，我就要跟主耶稣住。
And they said, it's okay, I will come to stay with you.
因为他们知道，只要能够跟主一起。
Because they knew that as long as you are able to follow Jesus,
就能够得到最大的恩典。
Then you are able to receive the greatest blessing.
因为他是神的羔羊啊。
Because he is the Lamb of God.
神的羔羊同你一起住，你不是得到最大的恩典吗？
And it is such a great blessing for the Lamb of God to live with you.
你有什么的问题，他都会与你同在。
Because if you have any problems, he is always abiding with you.
你有什么问题，你也可以告诉他。
And if you have any problems, you can always tell him.
啊，所以啊，他们就觉得说要跟主一起住。
So they have decided that they have to stay with Lord Jesus.
我们知道人与人之间相处啊，为什么跟别人相处都很好，跟家里的人相处很不好？
And we know that when men live together, something happens. We can always have a good relationship with others, but with our own family, it is very difficult.
因为两个人相处在一起，住在一起啊，你要彼此会很了解。
Because when two people live together, you understand and you know that person even more.
他太了解你，你也了解他。
Because you know them so well and they also know you so well.
所以要住在一起很不容易。
So for you to live together, it is very difficult.
你要调整你自己。
You have to adjust yourself.
不然的话，你没有办法跟别人一起住。
Otherwise, you are unable to live with anyone.
有一些人跟人家喝茶啊，可以，跟人家逛街可以，跟住在一起的好朋友吵架了。
And for some people, they can have tea with anyone and they can go shopping with anyone. But the minute they live with someone, they always get into an argument.
换句话来说，你请一个你的人，好朋友也好，你要结婚也好，请人家跟你一起住，你一定要调整你自己。
In other words, regardless of who it is, if you are asking them to come to live with you, you have to readjust yourself.
所以跟主耶稣同住。
So when you are living and dwelling with Lord Jesus,
或是盖一个属灵的宫殿，让主耶稣来住。
Or if you are building a spiritual temple and asking our Lord Jesus to come live,
是我们信仰的目标。
That is the goal of our spirituality.
这跟旧约不一样。
And that is different from the Old Testament.
旧约就是盖一个属物质的殿，让神在那边去住。
Because in the Old Testament, you build a temple, and our Lord and God will go dwell in the temple.
这个比较简单。
And this is easier.
所罗门已经做到了。
And King Solomon did this.
金啊银啊木头啊盖好了，哎呀，请神来住。
He used all the gold, silver, and wood to build this and invited God to go dwell inside.
但是在新约时代呢，神要求的不是这样。
But in the New Testament, what God requires is not just that.
神要求你们每一个人自己用自己盖一个属灵的殿，让主耶稣来住在你们中间。
God requested that you each and every one of you have to use your stones and build a temple for our Lord Jesus to come dwell.
这个就难了。
And that is very hard.
因为这个。你要改变你自己。
Because in order to do that, you have to change yourself.
因为神的殿是有标准的。
Because God's temple has a certain standard.
要用怎么盖，怎么的模式来盖。
And there are instructions for how you have to build it.
要多圣洁。
And how holy it has to be.
按着神的旨意。
And you have to do it according to the will of God.
所以我们今天问自己。
So today, let us ask ourselves.
你自己有没有成为神的宫殿？
Are you a temple of God?
如果要打理干净。
If you have cleaned it,
圣洁,
and you are pure and holy,
充满神的话语,
and you are filled with the words of God,
心里面有空间留给神,
and in your heart you have left room for God,
神就一定来住,
then our God will come and dwell inside.
主耶稣来住就一定会给你平安,
and when our Lord Jesus comes to live, then he will indeed give you peace.
我们看哥林多前书,
let us look at 1 Corinthians,
第三章,
chapter
3, 十六节,
verse 16.
哥林多前书三章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter three verse 16。
哥林多前书三章十六节，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗
？Verse 16, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you？
弟兄姐妹，你不用盖一个殿给神住。
Brothers and sisters, you do not need to build a temple for God to live in。
你要自己准备空间，让主耶稣住进来。
You have to prepare room in your heart so that our Lord Jesus can come and dwell in your heart.
比如说今天早上从早上你七点钟醒了到现在。
For example, from this morning, 7 a.m.
你有没有让圣灵在里面好好居住？
Have you allowed the Holy Spirit to dwell in you?
有没有祷告？
Have you prayed?
有没有思想神？
Have you thought about God?
在你遇到考验的时候有没有祷告神？
And when you encounter trials and tribulations, have you thought about God?
在你心中有误会的意念的时候有没有把它扫干净让主耶稣进来？
And when you have misunderstandings in your heart, have you thrown it out and allowed Jesus to come in?
在你生气的时候有没有马上靠着圣灵把那个怒火压住？
And when you are about to get angry, have you asked the Holy Spirit to calm down this fire?
在你要骂人的时候有没有勒住自己的嘴巴？
And when you are about to rebuke someone, have you allowed the Holy Spirit to control your tongue?
有没有让圣灵住在里面？
Have you allowed the Holy Spirit to dwell in you?
如果有改变自己，
If you have changed yourself,
我们就成为神的灵宫。
Then you are a spiritual palace for God.
很开心的，如果你让圣灵在里面常常居住，充满了，你会很开心。
And when you allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in you, you will be very joyful.
啊，你会有很大的改变。
And you will have a great change.
好了，当我们成为灵宫之后。
And once we have become a spiritual palace.
我们看回来彼得前书第二章。
Let us turn back to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章的第四节，第五节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
来到主面前呢，也照样活时被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督。奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Verse 5, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
建造完灵宫之后，就要献上灵祭。
And after you have built a spiritual palace, you have to offer up spiritual sacrifices.
所罗门王用了七年建造了圣殿。
And King Solomon used 7 years to build up the temple,
让祭司可以在里面献祭。
In order for the priest to offer up sacrifices,
啊，那个只是属地的祭司，属地的祭物。
And those are just physical sacrifices and physical priests.
献牛啊，献羊啊。
They offer up oxes and sheep.
但是神在旧约的时代也喜欢那种祭物。
But in the Old Testament, God really enjoyed those sacrifices.
我们看利未记的第一章。
Let us look at Leviticus chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
利未记一章第九节。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 9.
利未记一章九节。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 9.
但凡祭的帐幅与腿必要用水洗，祭司都要把一切前烧在坛上，当作燔祭献与耶和华馨香的火祭。
9. But he shall wash his entrails and his legs with water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar as a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord.
啊，要献祭给耶和华之前呢，要好多的步骤。
And before you offer to the Lord, there are many instructions you have to follow.
要找一只没有残疾的公羊。
You have to find a sheep that is unblemished.
要把它宰了。
And you have to kill it.
把它的血流了，洒了。
And you have to allow the blood to flow out.
把它皮剥了。
And you have to skin the animal.
肉切成筷子。
And you have to cut its meat.
把里面的所有的内脏清干净。
And you have to clean out its entrails.
用水洗净。
And you have to wash it with water.
这个每一样都有属灵的意思。
And each one of these instructions have a spiritual meaning behind it.
但是最关键的，这是最后一个步骤。
But the most important part is the last part.
你要把它放在坛上。
You have to put it on the altar.
要点火。
And you have to light the fire.
然后把它全部烧干净。
And you have to burn the whole sacrifice.
如果没有点火这个动作。
And if you do not light the fire.
你洗那么多，切那么多都没有用。
Regardless of how much you wash or how much you cut, it is all useless.
神不会喜欢。
Because God, it will not be pleasing to the Lord.
你一定要把它烧了。
You have to burn it.
你一烧，自己都没有了。
And once you burn it, then it is gone.
你一烧就拿不回来了。
Because once you burn it, you are unable to take it back.
但是你一烧就有味道。
But once you burn it, there is a sweet aroma.
这个味道很香。
And this is a very sweet aroma.
我们喜欢 barbecue 的人都知道。
And for those who like to barbecue, you will know.
Barbecue 啊，闻的比吃的好。
That barbecue smells better than it tastes.
有时候那个肉咬下去啊，没什么，但是还在烧的时候闻了，就哇呀，太好吃的味道了。
Sometimes when you get a taste of the meat, it actually tastes all right. But when you smell it, and when it's being cooked, it smells very good.
就是邻居在 barbecue 啊，在好几条街后面，你又闻到那个味道，哇，好香啊。
And sometimes a few roads down, you smell your neighbor's barbecue.
这个这里说把祭物烧了。神在上面都闻到馨香的味道。
Here it says you have to burn the sacrifice, and it will be a sweet aroma to the Lord.
就会祝福你。
And you will be blessed.
主耶稣基督就是那一只神的羔羊。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is this Lamb of God.
为什么神那么喜悦他？
Why does God have a lot? Why does God
delight on him?
Delight him?
Because 因为他已经全部都烧了。
Because he has burned everything.
他的人生，他一辈子。没有一天是为自己活的。
In his whole life, he did not live one day for himself.
人生到最后一天，还是为全人类的救赎而活。
Even up until the very last day, he died for salvation.
他没有为自己留下一点。
He did not leave one single aspect for himself.
连那个血都流干。
And he even drained his blood.
你看，主耶稣是不是全部都拿出来烧了？
So if you look at this, our Lord Jesus burnt up everything.
所以他得到天父的。
So that is why he received the praises from the Father.
他也能够造就全人类的人。
And that is why he is able to save all of mankind.
那我们呢？
What about us?
彼得长老在第二章那边就说了，我们要成为这个灵祭，要献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
And here Elder Peter says that we have to offer up spiritual sacrifices.
这个祭司就是主耶稣。
And this priest is our Lord Jesus.
那献上的不是牛，不是羊。
And what you're offering up is not an ox or a sheep.
他要献上你。
But you have to offer up yourself.
你肯不肯被献上？
Are you willing to be offered up?
就像亚伯拉罕接到神的命令。
Just like how Abraham received instructions from God.
要把他儿子以撒献在坛上。
How he had to sacrifice his son Isaac.
当然是考验他而已。
But this was just a test for Abraham.
但是以撒就让爸爸献上了。
But Isaac allowed his father to sacrifice him.
没有挣扎，没有逃跑。
And he did not fight or he tried to run away.
保罗告诉我们一个观念。
And Paul tells us.
今天神不是要我们真的是把自己身体杀了而献给神。
Today, God does not truly want us to kill ourselves to offer up ourselves.
那种是死的祭，不是活的祭。
Because that is a dead sacrifice. That is not a living sacrifice.
神要的是更好的。
God wants something better.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Let us look at Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
保罗这里在讲完因信称义的神学道理之后，
After Paul talked about the sermon that is justified by faith,
从十二章以后就讲因信称义之后你要过一个怎么的生活。
And so after he tells you to be justified by faith, he tells you how you should live your life.
不是说啊，我们就坐在那边等神救我们而已。
You should not just sit there and wait for God to save you.
而是你要开始献祭。
But you have to offer up sacrifices.
你要献什么？
So what do you offer up?
你要献你自己。
You have to offer up yourself.
旧约呢就很简单，要献就买一只动物，把它杀了献给神。
In the Old Testament, it was very easy. You just purchase an animal, kill it, and offer it to God.
神现在不要那个了。
But now God does not want that.
因为神独生爱子都献给，等于为你而献上了。
Because God sent His one and only Son as a sacrifice for you.
神现在要更好的。
Now He wants something better.
他不要你买牛羊。
He does not want you to buy an ox or a sheep.
他要你献上你自己。
He wants you to offer up yourself.
这个就是神所要的。
And this is what God wants.
你把你自己成为一个活的祭物献给神。
So that you present yourself as a living sacrifice acceptable for God.
曾经有个故事这样讲。
There was once a story.
从前呢，有三棵树在森林里面长大。
A long time ago, once upon a time, there was three trees that grew up inside a forest.
三棵树都有自己的梦想。
And all these three trees each have their own dream.
第一棵树，
the first tree,
他希望以后被砍下来制造成为一个宝贵包金的一个君王的宝座。
And this first tree hoped that after he got chopped down, he is able to become the seat of a king.
让 王坐在上面，他也会得到荣耀。
So that when the king sits on him, then he will also receive glory.
第二棵树，他也有梦想。
And the second tree also had a dream.
他希望他以后长大被砍下来，造成一只游轮，
and,
一只很大的船。
And he hoped that one day after he got chopped down, he would become a very big boat.
好像可以这个船呢，可以世界各地的去航行。
So that this boat can travel all around the world.
第三棵树也有个梦想。
And the third tree also had a dream.
他希望他可以留在森林里面，继续长很高。
And he hoped that he is able to stay inside the forest and to grow tall.
高，一直高，一直高，到好像天那么高。
So that he can grow very, very tall and almost reach the sky.
过了很多年。
And after many years passed.
有一个砍树的来了。
A woodcutter came.
把他们三棵树都砍了。
And he cut all three trees.
啊，但是事实上发展没有按照他们的梦想那么好。
But how they turned out was not what they dreamed.
第一棵树。
The first tree.
它被造成一个那个马槽里面搭一个棚。
The first tree, turned out to be inside a stable.
啊，不是 ，to be made into a manger.
Oh, to be made into a manger.
啊，里面又脏又臭。
And inside was very smelly and dirty.
每天就是让那些马来那边睡觉啊，拉屎啊，撒尿啊。
And every day the horses would urinate and poop on this in this area.
哎，他觉得很不开心。
And he was not happy.
哎呀，那第二根木头呢
？And the second tree.
它被砍下来啊，造成一只渔船。
He was chopped down to become a fisher boat.
啊，每天呢，给人出去打鱼。
And every day they would go out and fish on him.
那些鱼又很腥又很臭。
And all these fish smelled very bad.
哎呀，他也觉得说，我真的是没有什么用啊。
And he thought I am very useless.
第三棵树呢又被砍下来。
And the third tree also got chopped down.
放在那个 storage， 放在那边没有什么用，就一条木头而已。
And he was just left in the storage as a piece of wood.
又过了很多年。
And after many years passed.
有一次，有一对年轻的夫妻，那妈妈怀孕。在那个马槽里面过夜。
There was a couple who, and there was a wife who was pregnant, and they were staying inside the stable.
因为那天晚上没有旅馆，没有位置。
Because on that night there was no rooms in the hotel.
那个怀孕的妈妈没有地方可以住。
And this mother who was pregnant did not have anywhere to stay.
就睡在马槽里面。
So she slept inside the horse stable.
结果那一天晚上。
But on that very night,
这个妈妈就生出了一个很特别的 baby.
This mother delivered a very special baby boy.
哇，有东方的博士来朝拜。
And all of the wise men came to visit.
哇，这个木头才发觉说，原来我这个马槽啊，成为万王之王降生的地方。
And this first tree realized that although he was a manger, he was where the King of Kings was born.
啊，那第二根木头呢？那造成那个小船呢？
And the second piece of wood that was turned into a fisher boat.
哎，有一次有一个年轻的老师坐在上面，跟他的门徒坐这个船。
One day, a very young teacher was on this boat with their disciples.
哦，突然间风浪很大。
And all of a sudden, the great winds came and the waves were great.
这个老师就起来说：“住了吧，静了吧。”
And this teacher said, "Be still."
哇，突然间风浪都静下来。
And all of a sudden, the winds and the waves calmed down.
哇，这个小船才知道。
And this little boat realized.
原来我没有办法航行全世界。
That although I am unable to travel the whole world.
但是呢，我现在却被耶稣万王之王来行神迹。
But now I am the one carrying the King of Kings when he performed a miracle.
而第三根木头呢
？And the third piece of wood.
又有一天被人家拿出来。
One day was taken out.
放在一个被打得遍体鳞伤的一个人的身上。
And he was put on top of this man who was beaten badly.
最后呢，兵丁把这个人钉在这根木头上面。
And afterwards, the Roman soldiers nailed this man onto this piece of wood.
还在木头的顶上挂一个牌子。
And on this piece of wood, they also hung a sign.
写着犹太人的话。
And on the sign it said the King of Jews.
哇，被举起来了。
And he was raised up.
这个时候，这根木头才知道。
And at this moment, the piece of wood realized.
虽然我们没有办法在森林上面一直长高，像天那么高。
That although he was unable to continue to grow in the forest to grow up to the skies.
但是我被造成了这个十字架，却被高举，基督耶稣在向上面有极高的荣耀。
But he was made into the cross that lifted our Lord Jesus, and he who received a lot of glory.
啊, 这三根木头看起来都很平凡。
And all of these piece of wood was seem very plain.
啊, 没有达到他本来想要的理想。
And they did not achieve their dream.
但是因为他们被主耶稣所用。
But because they were used by our Lord Jesus.
跟主耶稣的生命有连结。
And they had a relation with our Lord Jesus.
所以他们就变得很不一样，很不平凡。
And all of a sudden, they were very different, and they were no longer plain.
因为他被主耶稣用。
Because they were used by Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们在座的都是平凡人。
Brothers and sisters, today we are all sitting here, and we are all very normal.
你可能每天就是喂奶、煮饭、换尿布。
And every day you may be changing diapers, breastfeeding, or doing other stuff.
但是如果你在做这个时候的时候是这样想。
But when you are thinking about this, when doing all those stuff,
我要为主耶稣好好的来带我的这个孩子。
And you think, because of our Lord Jesus, I will take care of this child.
这个就是活祭了。
Then that is a living sacrifice.
你把你的生命跟主连上。
Because you have connected your life with our Lord Jesus.
你虽然在社会上做一个很普通的工作。
And although in society you are doing just an average job,
但是你把 你的工作看成是神要你去做的工,
but you view your job as a job that our God wants you to do.
你很诚实,
and you are very honest.
很尽责,
and you do your best.
老板很喜欢你,
and the manager really likes you.
老板知道你是基督徒,
and the manager knows that you are a Christian.
跟你说, 哎呀, 你们基督徒真好,
and he says to you, wow, Christians are very great.
我也希望可以跟你一样,
I hope to be like you.
哎, 你已经献上活祭了,
then you have offered up
你在家里,
a sacrifice.
你家里虽然那个很小的破房子,
and although your house is very small and very broken down,
但是你家里面, 哇, 充满了爱,
but your family is filled with love.
父母跟孩子又很亲,
and the parents and child have a very close relationship.
哇, 常常讲神的话,
and you are constantly talking about the words of God.
夫妻常常相爱,
and the mom and dad have a lot of love for each other.
哎, 这个家就是神的这个祭啊。
Then this house is a living sacrifice.
你不用叫你孩子以后要去教会, 他们肯定不会离开神。
And you don't have to tell your children to go to church because they will never leave God.
因为你是活的。
Because you are living.
你是活祭。
And you are a living sacrifice.
所以圣经说, 你要借着主耶稣基督这个祭司来献上灵祭。
So the Bible tells us that you have to, through our Lord Jesus, who is the priest, to offer up your spiritual sacrifice.
这个灵祭不是你为神做了什么工啊,
and this spiritual sacrifice is not some work that you do for God,
而是你自己本身的生活,
but it is how you live your life.
我们常搞错了，以为, 啊, 献祭就是为神做这个, 为神做那个。
And many times we misunderstand and think that when we offer up sacrifice, we do this and that for God.
所以我造成一个现象, 就是来教会一个样子, 回家一个样子。
But it tends to happen that when you come to church, you are one way, but when you go home, you are another person.
哎, 这样就不是神所悦纳的。
And this is not something that pleases God.
神不想看到教会一个样, 家里一个样, 公司一个样。
Because God does not want to see you as three different people at work, church, and at your house.
神不希望看到你做圣工的时候一个样, 没做圣工的时候另外一个样。
And God does not want to see you do holy work one way, but when you're not doing it, you're a different person.
神要看到你常常都是一个样子。
God wants to see you only as one person.
就是神要你成为的那个样子。
And that is the way that God wants you to become.
所以要做到这样子。
So in order for you to do that,
一定要心意更新而变化。
You have to transform your mind.
常常思想神的话语。
And you have to constantly dwell on the words of God.
所以, 要成为灵宫,
and that is why you have to become a spiritual palace.
要献上灵祭,
and you have to offer up spiritual sacrifice.
唱诗,
let us sing hymn
324首,
324.
I see him on Calvary tree, wounded and bleeding for sin abiding, burning unheeding, dying for me. Father, forgive them, thus did he pray. Praying for sinners, why in such woe? No one but Jesus ever loved so. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, sim now I see him on Calvary tree.
Now we are going to pray. And let us ask our Lord Jesus Christ to help us. So that we are able to become vessels of God where He wants to dwell in us. And so that we are able to become a spiritual sacrifice that God will accept. And after 1 week in society and our lives, in front of God, we have to reflect and think.
过去一个礼拜, 我的生活有没有被主悦纳呢?
In this past week, is my life pleasing to the Lord?
我所做的事情有没有荣耀神呢?
For everything I'm doing, am I glorifying God?
我心中有没有平安呢?
And in my heart, do I have peace?
我跟神有亲近吗?
Am I close to God?
我们要求耶稣给我们力量。
Let us ask our Lord Jesus Christ to give us strength.
继续为教会的圣工来祷告。
And let us continue to pray for the holy work of our church.
也为慕道者来祷告。
And let us pray for our truth seekers.
要接受按手的, 要求灵恩的, 也可以到前面来。
For those wishing to receive the laying of hands may come forward.
恳求圣灵充满我们。
And let us ask the Holy Spirit to fill us, to change us. Let's pray in one accord.